Hey everybody, Waldo here. As we all know, every once in a while, time just kind of gets away from us, and it sure as hell got away from me this week. Now, don't worry, everybody's just fine, it's just been real hectic. And because it's been so hectic, I wasn't able to get you a new CPR this week. For that, I am truly ashamed. But I'm not going to let my campers go without. I want to replay a show for you that's near and dear to my heart. It's the Lucky 13 Halloween special from last year. Now, we got a whole bunch of new fans who may not have heard this show yet, and I think it's really important they do, because this is the point where Campground Pirate Radio became what it is today. And if you're one of the old guard that's been with me from the beginning, then you'll know how important the show was. See, up until then, we kind of aimlessly playing music and, had no real direction. But after I made this show, well, you know how it turned out. Oh, and for all you bomb-throwing anarchist fans, there's a brand new BTA segment in this show. So, welcome to the Lucky 13 Halloween replay, and without further ado, CPR 40 for the week ending May 20th, 2011.
Oh my god, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Happy Halloween, everybody! This is your camp counselor, Uncle Waldo, and this special edition of the CPR. It's the Lucky 13 Rockabilly Halloween Show, featuring the best sounds of rockabilly, psychabilly, and hot rod surf. So let's kick it off with the king of all things psychabilly. It's the Reverend Horton Heat. We'll be right back. Professor Reverend Horton Heat on the special edition of the CPR. Now, this one goes out to my buddy Staz and the Mean Traders.
Yeah. need to pee. This is your radio station. But if you piss all over the seat, then this is your radio station.
Campground Pirate Radio.
Yes.
yeah! Rocket Dogs on the CPR. Hey, here's one back from the 90s. You remember Ape Man or Astro Man?
Come the devil.
musical one. This is the mysterious Ketones in Mission Control.
Those small unmanned rocket ships you see leaving us will shortly be sending back television pictures as they fly near the surface, but we'll continue our view from orbit also. Through telescopic lenses, Mars looks even more barren, and there's definitely no sign of it being inhabited. As we know now, some things once thought to exist on Mars turned out to be only illusions, such as the famous Martian Canal.
It's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. And recently, a whole lot of lead has been flying in the otherwise sleepy desert burg of Tucson, Arizona. A few days ago, a Pima County Sheriff's Office SWAT team descended upon a former Marine's house at 9 in the morning to serve a search warrant pursuant to a drug investigation. But within 7 seconds of their arrival, 71 shots were fired and the homeowner, Jose Guarena, lay dying on his kitchen floor. Despite former Surgeon General and co-founder of the PCSO SWAT team Richard Carmona's assurances that the unit's members included highly trained medics capable of first-rate battlefield medicine and that such care is, quote, not rendered according to good guy or bad guy or suspect, whoever needs the care gets the care as quickly and as safely as possible, end quote, Guarena lay struggling for his life for well over an hour before medics were allowed in the house. Despite arriving within 2 minutes of his wife's desperate 911 call, they were told to wait, and wait they did until they were finally given a code 900, meaning the suspect was dead and their life-saving services were no longer necessary. Guarena's wife and child fled past him after the barrage of rifle fire was over and deputies rousted them from their hiding place in a bedroom closet. Vanessa Guarena begged officials to render aid to her husband the whole time, but to no avail. Now, the Pima County Sheriff's Office has not released any details about the warrant, what they were looking for, or what they got, besides a cryptic notice that they found information pertinent to the investigation. What is clear is that there was no arrest warrant, nor any drugs, illegal guns, or cash found at the residence. So far, the details have been very slow to come out. At first, sheriff's deputies insisted that Guarena had fired his AR-15 rifle at them, forcing them to open up on him. But now they admit that they shot first, and he died holding that gun with the safety still on. According to PCSO spokesbureaucrat Michael O'Connor, as quoted by the Arizona Daily Star, a deputy's bullet struck the side of the doorway, causing chips of wood to fall on his shield. That prompted some members of the team to think the deputy had been shot. Now you may be thinking, who cares if some drug dealer got killed pointing his rifle at the cops? Except there's no evidence that he was a drug dealer, nor is it clear he had any idea that the armed men barging into his home were cops. That same spokesbureaucrat, Mr. O'Connor, insisted, "Tucson is notorious for home invasions, and we didn't want it to look like that." Ignoring the obvious fact that aside from official government sanction and some chintzy costume jewelry, that's exactly what it was. Deputies say they clearly identified themselves, but witnesses, including Vanessa Guarena, disagree. Jose had returned from the night shift at the Asarco mine only a few hours before the raid. His wife woke him up when she heard noises outside their window and saw a man with a gun. Jose told her to hide in the closet with their son, and he grabbed a rifle and went to the door to investigate. As surely his Marine training, honed by two tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan, came into play, because he crouched down in a ready position and awaited the invaders. Days later, the PCSO would say he told them he had something for them as they kicked the door in, as if such a statement incriminated him. Normally, everyone would agree that a man has every right to defend his home and his family against armed aggression, even if he spouts pithy catchphrases in the face of certain death. But with members of the state's high caste of official violence are involved, the slightest hint of resistance is deemed a criminal act, even if the victim has no idea why or by whom he's being attacked. Now, Jose was just 26 years old. He leaves an even younger widow. His son, who I remind you saw his father dying in his own home, was a mere 4 years of age. And if the PCSO has any damning evidence suggesting he was a real criminal, they're certainly being tight-lipped about it. But neither Jose nor Vanessa had any criminal record of any kind. And given the gravity of the situation, if Guarena was a real threat to society, I think it would have come out by now. The bottom line is, SWAT teams were created for handling dangerous hostage situations, not serving routine search warrants. Even if Guarena is guilty of some kind of drug crime, summary execution is obviously not an appropriate punishment. The militarization of local policing and the failed drug war that precipitated it needs to stop so tragedies like this can be avoided in the future.
If you wanna mix it with some crazy hombres, take a night out with the rednecks.
Redneck zombies.
Well, oh well.
Redneck zombies.
Boy, they smell their tobacco, shooting guns, cannibal kimbo from hell. Rant at leisure and sin in haste. They drink a moonshine made from chemical waste.
Redneck zombies.
Well, oh well.
Redneck zombies.
Boy, they smell their tobacco, shooting guns, munch, cannibal kimbo from hell. With skin like toads, don't go itching on the backwoods roads.
Redneck zombies,
well oh well.
Redneck zombies,
boy they smell their tobacco, chewing gut, munch, cannibal kimbo from hell. They got a pick 'em up truck, it's glow in the dark. I take you to the haunted trailer park.
Redneck zombies,
well oh well.
Redneck zombies,
boy they smell their tobacco, chewing gut, munch, cannibal kimbo from hell. In the morning, you're a zombie too.
Redneck zombie.
Well, oh well.
Redneck zombie.
Boy, they smell their tobacco, chewing gum, munch, cannibal kimbo from hell. If you wanna mix it with some crazy hombres, take a night out with the redneck zombies.
Redneck zombie.
Well, oh well.
Redneck zombie.
Boy, they smell their tobacco, chewing gum, munch, cannibal kimbo from hell. Yeah,
vibes, says mischief all around. Went to his doctor and told him of his fears. Gave him more Prozac pills than he washed down with more beers. I'm not surprised, it's crazy, you're losing the plot. He says he's got a lurker lurking in his loft. Well, that goddamn lurker never let him be. Well, that goddamn lurker taunts him day and night. Well, that goddamn lurker won't let him seek advice. Is on the prowl again. Friends all think he's crazy, the police just think he's mad. He's always on the phone to them, the serial caller's back. His cries for help and savior, they fall upon deaf ears. So many times, no one believes them tears. Well, that goddamn lurker knows that he can't see. Well, that goddamn lurker never let him be. Well, that goddamn lurker taunts him day and night. Well, that goddamn lurker won't let him seek advice. Last I heard, that lonely man that lays it in his flat. And calling of his name.
Ah, something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. Well, here's the blue one. This is Popeye's dick.
Hey there, honey. Haven't you heard? I'm the one with super sperm. His dick gets sticky just like glue. Watch out, honey, it's coming on you. King sperm, king sperm, king sperm, king sperm, king sperm. My scrotum wears crown. Michael's pleasure, Michael's pain. Empty my sack, I can smile again. Pills are easy, drugs are fun. Nothing's better than a full load run. King sperm, king sperm, king sperm, king sperm. My scrotum wears a crown. Sperm, you can be my queen. My balls are full, my mind's upset. Love pulls hard, it's time to fly. Up your nose and in your eye. King sperm, king sperm, king sperm, king sperm. My scrotum wears a crown. King sperm, you can be my queen. My balls are full, my mind's up. See, love pulls hard, it's time to fly. up your nose and in your eye. King sperm, king sperm, king sperm, king sperm. My scrotum wears a crown. King sperm, 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 king sperm. My scrotum wears a crown. My scrotum wears a crown. My scrotum wears a crown. Well, I'm King Sperm, and you can be my queen, oh yeah.
Another hour of the best music. Music starts right now on Campground Pirate Radio.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
Wake up, please, Susie. she's the woman that loves me so sweet. Bipapalula, she's my baby. Bipapalula, don't need me later. Bipapalula, she's my baby.
gonna flip, flop, and fly. Yes, I don't care if I die. Oh, Lord, don't ever leave me. Don't ever say goodbye. Oh, my rebel man.
From Bill Haley in the comments, Flip Flop and Fly. Hey, just before that, we heard from Gene Vincent, the Everly Brothers, and we started this block off with the King, Elvis Presley. I hope you all enjoying this special show on the CPR. I know I sure as hell am. Hey, I like playing these big blocks of music here, so let's start off another one. Hey, you guys remember Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet? This is Zombie Compromise.
We'll be right back.
is your radio. We are in complete control. Campground Pirate Radio.
Yeah, that's the Dynatones over here on this special holiday weekend show. So let's keep the Halloween theme going. This is Rigor Mortis Rock from the Gazmen.
Come on and follow me. See the ghouls and spooks and the gobbledygooks and the scotter pottery. You'll have surprise, won't believe your eyes. You see them stiff, they start to rise. Doing rigor mortis wrong. Rigor mortis wrong. Rigor mortis wrong. Rigor mortis wrong. When it sure feels nice and cold dies. Doing rigor mortis wrong. Who'd have thought this ghost of mortis could come alive at night? A criminal and his freakish band beneath the pale moonlight. The monster's prowl, Wilson howls, best rates on these on the prowl. Rigor mortis wrong, rigor mortis wrong, rigor mortis wrong, rigor mortis wrong. When it sure feels nice and cold dies, but rigor mortis wrong. One we just begun, guess it's on the sound. Permanent monsters pogo in, chasing up the ground. Over there, can't you see, the real John Adams family. Rigor mortis wrong, rigor mortis wrong, rigor mortis wrong, rigor mortis wrong. We cold start, but it sure feels not good, rigor mortis wrong. We're cold stars, but it sure feels nice to bring a mortis rock. 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 But it sure feels nice to cold stars, but bring a mortis rock.
We'll be right back. dressing room in the key of A minor.
Ready to boot.
Henry the Wasp.
And Henry's got a great big brick.
Henry.
zombie stung by Henry the Wasp. Been stung by Henry the Wasp. Henry the sharpest wasp in town.
Henry the Wasp, Henry the Wasp.
He goes buzz, 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 his laps all down.
Henry the Wasp, Henry the Wasp.
If you're a well-hard matey boy.
Henry the Wasp, Henry the Wasp.
Stomp on Henry, jump for joy. Stung by Henry the Wasp.
Oh!
Oh! I've been stung by Henry the Wasp.
Forget these guys now. It's the Meteors and Eat the Baby.
Well, we got stuck on a desert island, shipwreck with nothing to eat. We got 6 flowing up, 10:30 children, no vegetables on me. No food or a sweetie tender. Chocolate too, but I came up with a great suggestion. Yeah, this is what we should do. They said what you're saying it was. Why did they make such a fuss? It seemed like a good idea, but I'm alone, I feel. Why not? They taste nice. We'll stop, take my advice. Yeah, they won't feel no pain. Listen, let me tell you again. Said what you're saying was. Why did they make such a fuss? It seemed like a good idea, but I'm alone out there. Why not? They taste nice. Well, stop, take my advice. Yeah, they won't feel the pain. Listen, let me tell you again.
Love that song. Hey, it's the Necromantics!
it's on my nose.
Fuck them! Fuck them!
Oh, I can't get over how some people think. Stay off my back, there's no room for you in my world. I hope you rot in hell.
I hope you rot in hell.
Rot in hell.
I hope you rot in hell.
Rot in hell.
Rot in hell.
Of London lay at night.
The river, catch the river.
With a little black bag that's also tight.
The river, catch the river.
He's got a big black cloak hanging down his back.
The river, catch the river.
There's one big cat I just hate to bite.
The river, catch the river.
Well, he walks down the street and every girl he meets he says, "Your name, Mary Blige." Never far behind.
The river, just the river.
With his little black bag and his one track mind.
The river, just the river.
When he really catches up when the lights go down.
The river, just the river.
'Cause that's the time he starts his dirty shopping around.
The river, just the river.
Well, he walks down the street and every gal he meets he says, "Your name, Mary Blige." He's much too clever.
He's much too clever.
But if they do, man, they'll get leather ear. Never be safe.
The river, Jack the River.
Whenever Jack the Ripper ever shows his face.
The river, Jack the River.
So your pretty little girl, he's taking my advice.
The river, Jack the River.
And down on the streets of London late at night.
The river, Jack the River.
When he walks down the street and every gal he meets he says, "Is your name Mary Kelly?"
There's a man after my own heart. Yay, I hope you enjoyed this, man. This was fun. So hopefully I'll be doing this thing again. I'm thinking maybe like every month or so, I might, you know, grab something together, maybe do one all on swing or all on hot rod surf, whatever. But anyways, hey, thanks for stopping by for the Lucky 13 Rockabilly Halloween show. Come on by next week. We'll get back to our regular madness. But until then, let me leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. It's Tito and Tarantula. See you all next week. Bye-bye.
Cucaracha
más enojada. Marihuana.
Minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.